Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Carlene Carter.
But I'm glad to be here. Here we go.
Follow the heart to the bitter end. bitter.
Change your whole life, kind of like the one I wrote for Johnny Cash, Rain of Fire. And my memories of Rain of Fire is when we got our first royalty check, we got a new dining room suite. Mama said, look what you can get if you can learn how to write songs. Yeah, she was big on furniture, Jean. But I learned a lot of wonderful things from her. And songs in my family always meant a lot. So I was a teenager, and it came about, you know, my mom married Johnny Cash. It came around to his birthday, and we were having a big birthday party for him. And I thought, what can I give him? I don't know what to give him. I have no idea. So I gave him this song right here. I wrote this before I was 20 years old.
It's true that I used to be crazy. You're the one. daughters and ladies of fortune, and your son and heir to the throne. And though this crown you hold is tarnished and cold, it's a symbol of all that you hold. Sometimes I wish I was younger and could pick up and run, but then I look back on the matter of fact, and it's a race that we've already won. And if that other story's inside all the old songs, it takes one to know. Yes, you're the one. It takes one to know me. Yes, you're the one.
Thank you. So back in 2014, I did an album that is my tribute to my musical heritage, and this is a song that I really relate to. It's an old Carter family song. So my album is called Carter Girl, and it came out in 2014, which doesn't seem like that long ago, but time is a ticking by, y'all. And I'm lucky I'm even up here. So any of y'all that remember me from back in the 90s, do not expect me to be out here turning cartwheels no more. I'd always end up in somebody's lap, you know, male or female, male, it didn't matter to me. I'd end up in somebody's lap and getting in trouble. But, yeah, those were the days. And also, you won't see the see-through plastic miniskirt anymore because that son of a bitch just kept on bogging up on me. Yeah. Anyway, this is the song from Carter Girl.
There's a little black train coming, set your business right. There's a little black train coming, and it may be here tonight. Go tell that bald lady, all just in the world of pride. The Death Star train is coming, prepare to take a ride. God sends a hill. Message from on high. You better set your house in order, you must surely die. Lord, turn up the ball and weeping. You see him here in tears. Got his business fixed all right. God's fed in 15 years. There's a little black train coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming, and it may be here tonight. See that train with engine, one small baggage car. You're out of thoughts and wicked deeds. Stop at the judgment bar. Pull a man in darkness, cares enough for the gospel lie. Then he suddenly heard that whistle blow with the little black train inside. See the little black train's coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming. The train rolling at night. I said, the little black train's coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming. And it may be here tonight.
tell y'all, I am so thrilled to be here in the, you know, where it all happened at Woodstock and stuff. And I remember being about 11 or 12 years old when that happened and trying to talk my mom into letting me come. That would have been something that would have really shaped my future. So I'm here as y'all's hostess for the night to welcome y'all to the Sad Clowns and Hillbillies Tour. It's great, it's so great to be on this tour. I've been working with John Mellencamp now for the last 3 years, and it has been a ride I cannot even explain. It's like we're in the big top here. And then we add in my hero, Emmy Lou Harris, and woo-hoo! So John and I, we like singing together so much that we ended up making a record together, and it came out this past spring, and it's called Sad Clowns and Hillbillies. That's right. And I wrote this song for the album, and it's about, I think every human being on the planet has come to some sort of crossroads in their life. And this one is about one of my crossroads. Today, yeah. I just feel beyond blessed that I'm even still here, y'all. There was a time in my life when I really needed to make a change, and I got to tell you, that change has made all the difference in the world. I'm actually getting ready to turn 62 in September. I got 7 grandchildren, and I'm a damn walking miracle, y'all. It's a true story. You didn't read in the National Enquirer.
Well, I stayed up all night. I've been doing it for years. Sleep is not my friend. Dreams just feed my tears. So I like my way around. I'm in everybody's girl.
You see change.